Certainly good to see everyone tonight. We appreciate your presence. If you haven't been visiting with us, thank you for coming tonight. Mark, thank you for that prayer, and I know that we will be praying for that situation there in Texas, and we will continue to lift up all of those families that were impacted by that terrible tragedy. But again, we appreciate your presence here today. We've had a good day. Zachary baptized this morning. That was a very special occasion that we all were able to witness his baptism into Christ, and we certainly rejoice along with the angels in heaven over that decision. This is almost kind of part two to what I was talking about this morning, but the disciples that we meet in the book of Acts practice their Christian faith daily. We read that they met daily, they cared daily, they won souls daily, they searched the scriptures daily, they increased in number daily. And so their Christian faith was a day-to-day reality, not just a once-a-week routine. What a joy it is to anticipate each new day and to accept it as a fresh gift from God, living one day at a time. As I mentioned this morning, that Jesus encouraged us not to worry about tomorrow, that tomorrow will take care of itself, that each day will have sufficient challenges for us to handle. Asher in the Old Testament was reminded that as your days, so shall your strength be. And I think that is God's promise of strength for the day. Now, the Bible speaks about a daily religion, speaks about a daily relationship with the Lord. Well, how can we do it? Well, let me suggest tonight some very basic fundamental principles for living the Christian life one day at a time. Number one, we need to accept each day as a gift from God. Psalm 118 and verse 24, "This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." And so we need to see each new day as not merely a natural phenomenon, but a product made by God and given to man, and we should look on it as such, and as the psalm reminds us, to give thanks. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Number two, do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Ephesians chapter 4, be angry and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil an opportunity. So we all must learn to control our anger. We must not allow it to lead us to sin. And we need to deal with it before the day is through in order that the devil is not given an opportunity to somehow come into our hearts. And I think that's what Paul is reminding us of there in the Ephesians chapter 4 passage. But number three, we must not procrastinate. Hebrews 3, "For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end. While it is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked me." Procrastination is a great thief in life, isn't it? It steals your time. It steals your incentive. It steals your motivation. It perhaps can even steal your soul. His motto is, never do today what you can do tomorrow. It is a problem that has, I suspect, impacted all of our lives. And what happens? It leaves tasks undone. It leaves Bibles unread. It leaves services unattended, prayers unprayed, and resolutions at times unkept. Number four, we must bear our cross daily. Jesus in Luke 9, verse 23, and he was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. If we decide to follow Christ, as I've mentioned to you before, we must realize that the cost is high, that it is personal, and that it is daily. Discipleship is a daily discipline, and we follow Jesus a step at a time, a day at a time. A weary cleaning woman said to a friend, "The trouble with life is that it's so daily." Well, one of the best things about life is that we can take it one day at a time. And then number five, we need to investigate the Word of God daily. The opening psalm begins, "How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night." Did you know the progression there of the opening verse of the first psalm? How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. So walking, standing, and sitting. That seems to be that progression. We don't want to walk, we certainly don't want to stand, and we don't want to sit in those kind of situations. But the psalmist's delight here is in the law of the Lord. And he says, in that law, I'm going to meditate day and night. And then a familiar verse of Acts 17 and verse 11. "Now these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so." And so I want to encourage us all here tonight to imitate these Bereans by faithfully studying God's Word daily. Now, our Bible classes on Sunday morning and Wednesday night provide an opportunity for all of us to be in the Word, where the Word is read, it's studied, it's discussed. And that's one of the ways that we can be like the Bereans, whom Luke says examined, investigated the Word of God on a daily basis to make sure the things that they were being taught were indeed so. We also need to pray daily. Psalm 86, "Be gracious to me, O Lord, for to you I cry all day long." Psalm 88, verse 9, "My eye has wasted away because of affliction. I have called upon you every day, O Lord. I have spread out my hands to you." Pray daily. For whom should we pray? Of course, for those in authority. Paul did. Our families. Job did. The church. Paul did. Our mission efforts. Jesus did. And maybe the one of the toughest of all, our enemies. And Jesus called upon us to pray for them as well. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, pray without ceasing. Continue instantly in prayer. But we also need to encourage daily. Hebrews 3, verse 13, but encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. That's exactly why we need that daily encouragement, so that we will not be hardened by the deceitfulness of sins. And as we've mentioned time after time, this is certainly one of the purposes of our assembly together, to stir up, to encourage one another. It's a tough world out there sometimes. And we've experienced some of that toughness and that bitterness and that evil that's out there in the world with what has happened there in the state of Texas. And every time I see that on the news, breaking news, I automatically think, probably somebody's heart is being broken right now. Now, not all of the breaking news is that, but so much of that breaking news is sharing with us something that is just tragic. And boy, that's why we need to be encouraging one another. And there is indeed some power in a simple word of encouragement. And Paul also encouraged us, or told us, to encourage one another and to build up one another. We need to grow daily. 1 Peter 2, verse 2, like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation. 2 Peter 3, verse 18, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory, both now and in the day of eternity. Amen. And so that growth begins by a sincere desire for the Word. Then I think, as Peter tells us, we try to continue to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We must never stop learning, and we must never stop growing. That is important for every one of us occupying these pews here tonight. And then when we're called upon, we also at times need to forgive daily. Ephesians chapter 4, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. Living the Christian life daily, living one day at a time, because we cannot control tomorrow, because, as we have mentioned before, there is enough trouble for today, because today will never come back, and realizing that God will meet tomorrow's needs. We sang this morning one of the lines there, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow. And I know He holds my hand. There's a lot that I do not know, but I believe that with all my heart, that God is in control, as Mark prayed tonight, and that God is the one who will hold our hand and help us through whatever we may be experiencing in this life. If you need to begin your walk with Him tonight, we're going to sing our song of encouragement. And if there's anyone here tonight, and we had that wonderful event happening here this morning, but if there's anyone here ready to respond in faith, repentance, baptism, we're here to help you, to assist you. If you desire the prayers of the congregation, we're here to pray with you, because we do want to be praying for one another. That is one of the things that James encourages us to do. to pray for one another that you may be healed. And so if you desire the prayers of this family here, we're here to pray with you. So if we can serve you or help you in any way tonight, please come as we stand together and sing.